Now, I want you to do everything that I tell you to do. I want you to give up yourself. We're going to start by engaging in the power breath to clear. And obviously, we want to do that for a specific reason. I want you to listen, because I want you to bring this under control by going to the void and riding the light. When you hit that one vast nothing and your head starts to expand, let it expand. Go for the experience. Be as nothing as you can. When you start thinking, you come back in power breath and drive that energy to the brain. You're preparing the brain for something else as well. You're preparing yourself not to think, but to become. You're preparing yourself not to think, but to know. You're preparing yourself not to theorize, but to experience. And this is the way you do it. When I say halt, I want you to focus intently upon that card and what it is you're supposed to be. I want you to become so still that you're invisible. And that you bring up the image in the brain and you hold it there, focusing on an inward vision. Roll those eyes back and make the brain give you its picture. If it starts to fade, insist it come back and do it over and over and over. When the drums begin, I want you, when you feel that you have engaged this inner vision, whether you are a tree, a steed, a deer, a hind, whether you are a bush, a flower, a midnight blue, the rhythm of life pulsates through you. It is controlled by consciousness and energy. Now, the dance should be as powerful as surrender, to surrender yourself, to free up yourself. You shouldn't be rigid, you should let it all break loose. And the dance goes on, and the drums play on, and you're in continuous movement, and you stop and feel it. And the idea is to go analogical in a dance so completely that you transform your consciousness from binary to analogical, that you get all the information that is necessary about this life form that you dance. And if you get tired, blow. And go back into it and dance it more. If you dance like you're trying to mate with someone, you're not going to get very far because you're going to stay a human being. If you dance to free up, to become the beating heart, and suddenly beginning to emulate the very thing, the very garment that you wear, if suddenly you are so transformed that wind moves through your branches, or that you are midnight blue with dancing stars, solitary and bright. If you become that, you have transformed consciousness. Sound fills the void. He carries away different cries and different mumblings and different prayers. It fills the void and allows you to bloom. During the entire experience, you should wear the mask and never take it off. Because the moment those eyes open up, you are going to contract from analogical mind to binary, visionary human being. Got it? Now, the great rite dances of old would go all night long, and they would hit that which is termed a high, and they would move into a lull, and then the energy would start to burn away the image, and they would move into a frenzy. The frenzy was not that they were out of control, but they had changed. We want this to happen, that it is so completely focused upon that it becomes. Understand? So, prepare yourself, get everything ready. You can be anything that you desire to be focused passionately upon, because your God is everything. One vast nothing materially, all things potentially. All things, potentially. The mandate of the human being is to be a vehicle, a garment for a consciousness, to make known the unknown, a life well lived in superb excellence. It's a life that has the ability to be any and all things, to experience the morning dove, to experience midnight blue, to say I have lived and I have lived well. Focus that your brain remember, for without the memory we cannot execute the experience, and ultimately the responsibility of its wisdom. Focus that you may come greater than your body, and that you will have the door and the kinship to life, that no matter what lives, what walks, what crawleth, what flies, what is complex, what is simple, you can communicate. Focus that this dance is so superb, is so freeing, that the body who bears the transmutation of the garment be healed and made anew. For the dancer who dances this dance, his body is rejuvenated, because the consciousness that has reflected upon it its own illness, its own stiffness, its own maimness, has transmuted to become something else. So the body dances in gleeful freedom. Focus. Focus on your card. See it in your brain. But you can close your eyes and still see it. Whatever you focus upon for a prolonged period, you will experience. Focus. Focus. Make the triad. Close your eyes. Bring your blinders down. Adorn your masks. Sit up. Make that triad very slow. Triad is the symbol that releases you from your conformities. Very slow. Very slow. Watch it unfurl inside of your head. Stilling of the mind, that all the life force is developed through one single image, one single memory, that all the pulsing life force is focused into one program, one image. Focus. To become unto that which is termed the kingdom bestowed. O lad and lass, from yonder distance, you must come a great distance. Bring with you the tranquil waters of mind and spirit, and the clay of thought, and together we shall build a new life. Focus. What is it that is your image? Focus. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Don't move. Focus. Keys to the kingdom of heaven. Focus. Focus. Don't move. Focus. Don't think. Hold steadfast the image that all your life force, that all your power, that all your concentration can deliver this manifestation. Don't move. So feel the life. Be the life of that which you have created. Cherish its moments, its memories, its thoughts, and its perils. Be you the comforter of life. For temporal indeed it is.